as long as there's no further disruptions. But there is a process. Any further disruptions, we stop the meeting, and if we can't continue because there are further disruptions, we would have to call the police and ask the people to leave who were causing the disruption. And that's what happened. So what we could do is ask the people in the public gallery. They're not assisted with the determination, so please be quiet while the actual committee debate the application. Thank you.
Thank you. Can I ask the ward member, Councillor Francis Beattie, to come to the table, please? Thank you. You've got 5 minutes.
Thank you, Chairman. Members, I'd like to start by saying to justify this application, Serco has asserted that Stafford is not pulling its weight, that it's using profile figures to compare our 80,400 population market town with each of five Midland conurbations. For a town of Stafford's size, this is far too dense a concentration of asylum seekers. Envisage 300 single males, plus another 180 in transit, people in transit with nothing to do, housed next to a primary school, a secondary school, which have nearly 1,400 children, surrounded by housing estates. These are individuals not allowed to work, checking in every 24 hours, and living off £5 a day. There's no lack of empathy, but parents are understandably anxious that the way of life of their children will be affected, walking to school or at play. The parks are bound to attract groups of asylum seekers who may be doing nothing wrong, but they're congregating. Does evidence indicate that a large and institutional style of accommodation will provide the appropriate and adequate specialist accommodation that's been referenced by our planning officer for these individuals to integrate into the community? It surely will not. Serco states that asylum seekers will remain in their dispersed accommodation until their application is determined, which could be, to quote, months or years. Public health is addressed in the NPPF, and I refer to paragraph 69, which says the planning system can play an important role in facilitating social interaction and creating healthy, inclusive communities. This settlement will not do that. The Refugee Survival Trust and Red Cross point out recent moves towards using larger scale institutional accommodation has had detrimental effects on people's ability to establish and maintain social connections, as well as on their mental health and general well-being. Or the charity Asylum Matters, which says warehousing in this type of accommodation is hugely harmful to vulnerable and often traumatized people. There's no indication that the local NHS services would have the capacity and specialisms to meet the needs of this population. There's no plan for providing proper trauma-informed care to the dispersed accommodation people moved onto the site, such as mental and other health assessments from a clinician trained in refugee health, or ongoing mental health support. Our GP surgeries are at full stretch, and there's a national shortage of GPs. There are impacts on our own obligations as an authority. If this approach to asylum accommodation harms community cohesion, it will bear on our compliance with our public sector equality duty, which is to have due regard to the need to eliminate discrimination, advance equality of opportunity, and foster good relations between different people. The application does not meet the requirements of the NPPF paragraphs 92 and 130, which addresses the fear of crime, and says, decisions should aim to achieve healthy, inclusive places which are safe and accessible, so that crime and disorder and the fear of crime do not, and the fear of crime do not undermine the quality of life or community cohesion. And most worryingly, the police report effectively suggests blockading the asylum seekers against the local population, which would do nothing to lessen alienation and distrust on both sides, but it certainly indicates policing worries and highlights their fear of crime.
Do you want one rid of that?
Their long list of design and security recommendations has been ignored. This scheme doesn't comply with NPPF paragraph 69. The planning system will not play an important role in social interaction and healthy inclusive communities, nor with sections 92 and 130. It will not promote social interaction, ensure that crime and disorder and fear of crime do not undermine the quality of life or community cohesion. It's not an appropriate specialist accommodation planning solution. Self-containment is not an appropriate solution for a large group of young males for months and years. There'll be inadequate support services to the detriment of resident communities and asylum seekers, and it's an inappropriate location. And the applicants have failed to address the security concerns. They failed to address the security concerns of the police. That's, there are over 10, 12 security concerns that the police have set out.
Okay, your time is up, Councillor. Do you want to just sum up?
Yes, can I?
This application is simply not an acceptable application from the point of view of the residents of very vulnerable asylum seekers, both for initial accommodation and for long term, and it does no favours to the local community either.
Okay,
thank you.
Councillor Hart, do you wish to speak at all?
No, Chairman.
Okay. Anybody want to make any comments? Councillor Trowbridge.
Bathrooms
And when there's a 1-3 ratio, there has to be other toilets throughout the properties. Ideal room sizes, they're saying 11 metres squared. Very few of these are 11 metres squared. I haven't seen laundry rooms. I know it's hard to see on here, but I can't understand how all that's going to happen. I haven't seen where rubbish is going to be taken. It's very bad to look through in my eyes. All tenants of HMOs have the right to complain about four main reasons. One is if something possesses a risk to that tenant's health and safety. PTSD is a mental distress caused by war and other factors such as low social support. It would only take one person living in this prison-like complex to kick off to cause huge issues for people already very vulnerable. I, for one, would be screaming at this council to house Staffordshire properly, not take on Birminghamshire in an unacceptable conditions. Number two reason is suitable management. How is something this large going to be suitably managed? Number three is bedroom sizes, overcrowding. The bedroom sizes are too small. This is well overcrowded. And the last one is having a licence. Well, they will have a licence, and they'll have a licence till 29. You only need it for 4 years for it to become permanent. So what are we doing here? Setting an example for the rest of the schools, colleges, universities. What a great moneymaker. Really don't like this at all. I checked if schools wish to turn part of their school into accommodation, an SCH1F form would need to go to the Secretary of State. Proving disposal would have a zero impact on the students. I cannot see how this proposal has a zero impact. Also, when the site went through the planning process in 1997 to turn Greenland into student accommodation, there was a need for student accommodation. The need has grown since 1997, so why all of a sudden is there no need? When this site was Stafford University Beaconside campus before the sale in 2016, they wanted to put houses on it to save the site. It wasn't allowed. They said they'd have no chance. It wasn't going to happen. My suggestion would be to central government that each hotel that has suffered over the last 2 years would take 10 refugees and look after them well. Spreading the amount of money that the government are giving towards refugees round the country, not into blocks like this. This sort of approach is, as Councillor Beattie said earlier, is supported by both Red Cross and the Refugees Survival Trust. Now, why aren't we listening to big companies like that? The same could be said about the horrible 2 years students has had, having to work from home, having no company and no teachers face to face. And now we're saying we don't want them for at least another 5 years in our town. Are you telling that isn't having a detrimental effect? So I looked at the MPPF, as Francis Beattie said earlier. And as you heard from the chairman, we have to look at the MPPF for what it allows. And local planning authority should positively seek opportunities to meet the development needs of the area. Is this a need for our area? No, it's for the whole country. Local plans should meet objectives, assess needs with sufficient flexibility to adapt to rapid change. Well, yes, the planners have jumped here for rapid change, so I agree that. But then it says, unless any adverse impact of doing so would significantly and demonstratively outweigh the benefits. Well, it does. It absolutely does for our students, our future entrepreneurs.
who want to come to Stafford to study and hopefully settle, which has a detrimental knock-on effect to our economy. This is so unfair treatment for our children and for the refugees' human rights. I am absolutely against this, and hence I would suggest we stop this on over-intensification of this site, permanent loss of student accommodation at a time when learning and training provision is growing exponentially in Stafford. Don't forget, Stafford is now a learning town. It is also against our plan for Stafford Borough. Why we have a plan if it is exploited by money hungry companies to the detriment of everyone else? On the grounds of, as said by Councillor Beattie, 92, 130, the fear of crime, and 69, not play, I can't read my own writing, sorry Francis, are not being inclusive to the community, which is absolutely the worst thing in the world we could do for any refugee. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Are you setting that out as a proposal, Councillor?
Absolutely, Mr. Chairman, I do propose that.
And the material?
Detrimental effect on.
Let me just get what.
Sorry. Detrimental effect on the area, on the school, on the school children. Fear of crime, 92 and 130, and page 69 of the MPPF, the inclusion of communities. All four, please.
Councillor Phillips, you put your hand up.
I'd like to second that and reserve the right to speak, please, in a moment.
Okay, Councillor. Jonathan, do you want to pass the
price? Yeah, just to reinforce what Councillor Trowbridge said around the first item that Councillor Beattie had put forward. I think she put seven items forward, but the first one was around paragraph 69 of the MPPF, which states that in this case the planning system will not play an important role social interaction and creating healthy and inclusive communities. So just to reinforce Councillor Trowbridge's comments on the first slide.
I think you're raising that as you're saying that that is the central issue that we're putting forward as an objection, correct?
Councillor Beattie actually listed seven items. I mean, I can run through them all.
We all heard that. Okay. Councillor Hood.
I happen to love living in our borough, and I was so saddened by the 285 representations of objection who absolutely trashed this borough. There's so many different things that they're saying, that we lack facilities, shops, employment, we don't have supportive infrastructure, clash of cultures, change the population, lack of public engagement, negative impact. I happen to disagree with a lot of that. But it's almost laughable when you read the reasons that Serco give for actually housing these poor and fortunate people in what would become a ghetto. And, you know, on page 14, where it's talking about health provision, and it says, easy clean services, obscure glazed windows or blinds, a sink, wow, space large enough to contain a desk, couch, two chairs, and storage. It is laughable. I'm sure whoever wrote this was well intentioned. I'm sure we all have one of these leaflets come through our door, which really reads in a fictional manner. I support the Councillor Trowbridge with everything that she's said. And the very thought of all these poor people, and we know that the majority are going to be single males who will have nothing to do, who, you know, while we're going to offer them bicycles, once again, laughable. The boredom, the impact on their mental health, I'm sorry, but I can't support this application, and I just believe that it would be inhumane to try and house the amount of people that are being suggested in just one area. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you, Councillor Hood. I think it would be useful. I think it would be useful for Mr. Holmes. I think it would be useful for Mr. Holmes to outline the thinking behind the paragraph 69, which has been referred to on several occasions.
Chairman, paragraph 69 is identifying land for homes, and it talks about small and medium-sized sites. I don't see how that's relevant to this application. So can you just, Councillor Trowbridge just clarify which part of paragraph 69 is the relevant one? Or is it a different paragraph?
It's the bit that says about inclusive to the community. It wasn't a bit I found myself, obviously, it was just listening to Francis Beattie, so I'm not prepared for this bit. Of the MPPF, yeah?
Yeah.
Paragraph 92 I'm looking for. I'll be a while.
Yeah. Councillor Trowbridge mentioned paragraphs 92 and 130 in any case. I just want to clarify whether we're talking about 69 or not as well.
As far as I'm concerned, we are, but I just, as always, having trouble with the internet in here. Give me a little while. I will come back to you. And I do want included in there the bit that says in the MPPF about no adverse impact. That's right at the beginning of the MPPF, and it says it will have no adverse impact. I do understand, I will just explain to people who don't understand planning, why the planners have got to this. The book they have to follow from has nothing in it to do with turning a school site into a silence-seeking area. And the reason being, I guess, it's never happened before. And I think this is still too soon.
Councillor Beattie, would you like to come to the table too?
Since I started on this, Chairman, I did refer to paragraph 69, and the point I'm making is that these are principles. And the principles are that the planning system will play an important role in social interaction and creating healthy, inclusive communities. And that is the principle that should drive the decision that is made by the committee tonight. It's up to the officers to look at the details afterwards.
Councillor, I'm looking at paragraph 69. And I can't see in there what you're referring to.
Well, I haven't got
which paragraph in the subparagraph of 69 are you referring to?
Is this
isn't in 69, I withdraw that, but I need to spend time finding it. It's there, but I can't immediately put my hands on it, because I quoted the actual statement that it plays a role in social interaction, creating healthy, inclusive communities. So I've given you the wrong paragraph number, but I can show you it somewhere in the reports. I can sit and read it if you like.
I think it's an important clarification that we're looking for, because
but the principles are the points that I'm making that are in the MPP.
Perhaps you could carry on looking for it, and I'll ask Councillor Phillips to speak.
Chairman, it is in 92. I refer to 92 as well. I refer to 92 and 130, and that my colleague here reminds me that it is in 92.
Thank you.
And 97. Keep going.
92 and 97.
97. Beg your pardon. My apologies, Chairman.
Councillor Phillips.
Thank you, Chairman. I mean, a lot of my colleagues have already covered most of what needs to be covered, and I think the ward member very eloquently put a lot of the public concerns across to us. Just a few of the things that are particularly highlighting and sticking out for me, and I have to reiterate, as has already been mentioned, the borough has always welcomed refugees and people from all nationalities and nations, and this is not about us being unwelcome as the borough. It's about the support not being necessarily there for the people who are coming. As has already been raised by Councillor Beattie, that there will be inadequate support services, which are only going to be to the detriment of the communities and the asylum seekers. Looking at the reports that are available online, it's plain to see that although there is going to be a medical room on site, this is only going to be for the initial accommodation and not the dispersed accommodation, which is the majority of the people that are going to be there. They will not have access to the local medical services because, as all of the residents in the borough are aware, we already have a huge weight on the doctors' services that are available and the local surgeries. So where all these additional patients are going to be seen, I have no idea, despite there being the available bus service that they will put on to take them where they need to go. It's just not going to happen. It doesn't exist. These services do not exist. Even with the initial accommodation, I have severe reservations over what a medical room can provide for people who may have medical emergencies. So that worries me. 80% of the online consultation objected to this application. Only 12 were unsure or didn't actually comment. It goes to show that, along with the public comments that have come through with this application, that
there is a strength of feeling in Staffordshire that is not based on who these people are and where these people come from, but from the comments that have been made, it's based on the safety of the children, the impact on the town, and the impact on the refugees themselves without having adequate facilities to be able to cope with the issues that they may bring with them. We need to make sure that everybody in our community is looked after, and that includes the current residents and children that we already have in the borough, along with any new members of our society that arrive here. And I just don't feel that this planning application does that. So I support the application being refused. I support everything that the member has said in her speech, and I think we should just go to a vote, quite honestly. I don't think that this really needs to be debated any longer unless anybody else has something they wish to say.
Then somebody else might. Peter James.
I just want to say, has John got a material planning consideration if I was to suggest we take this to the vote?
I've just done that, Peter.
I'm just supporting you then.
Chairman, as the members have been speaking, we've been looking at the various things that have been raised and the various paragraphs, hence my question about paragraph 69. There are certainly elements of what have been said, such as fear of crime, which is a material planning consideration. And yes, the National Planning Policy Framework does promote inclusive communities. So in that sense, paragraphs 92 and 130 are relevant. I don't think we can say there's a detrimental effect on schools, because First of all, the Education Authority are not objecting, and secondly, the Serco will be providing the education within the site. So I can't see that you can say there is a detrimental impact on schools. But certainly, from what has been said from Councillor Trowbridge, yes to fear of crime, yes to inclusive communities. I don't see how we can say there's a detrimental effect on schools or school children though.
Will you withdraw that aspect?
Then may I change my proposal to we object this on 92 and 130, the fear of crime. I'm just glancing over at Francis to see if I've missed something off that.
You can't really have a dialogue across the room, Councillor.
The only thing is here, Mr Chairman, I've given five reasons, of which only two have come across now, and it's very difficult to try and work my way through the huge book that's at the NPPF to change what I was originally saying, as you know. So
that is why
I'm looking at
France.
Okay.
France is because she's lived and breathed this for the last 3 months.
So,
yeah. Do you wish to make another point of clarification, Councillor?
I do, please. I'm writing, so talk slowly. Thank you very much, Chairman. I have put seven material reasons. John has challenged one of them. I respectfully suggest that at least six of those are put forward as the material considerations in any event, because I have not heard that they have not been agreed, and in particular that it is an appropriate specialist accommodation planning solution, where I've pointed out that self-containment is not an appropriate solution for a large group of young males for months or years. And that was the point that was put by Serco as part of their main argument. And I think that should certainly be included as your material considerations. And the services that were that are particularly a challenge are the health services.
Yeah, I did ask for merely for points of clarification. This is a difficult area of specialisation, but I think we do need to restrict it to clarification. Chairman,
what I was saying is that Councillor, just looking here at what Councillor Trowbridge said in terms of the five items. One, over intensification, potentially, yes. Secondly, lots of student accommodation. But, well,
we're not using that one.
But that's already been lost, and there's no university for the students to, if they live there, to go to. Contrary to local plan, yes, potentially, but we need to know which policy. Fear of crime, I've already mentioned, yes, that can be a material consideration, and not inclusive to community, as I said, yes, that can be a material consideration. So those are the five that you mentioned.
Okay, so can we... Sorry, Councillor Gretz, you wanted to come...
Thank you, Chairman. Can we not add inadequate support of health service to the detriment of the residents and local communities? Deficiencies in social facilities. It is important. It does need to be put in here in whatever format that the officers can advise. And specialist planning. Whilst I have got the mic, I do want to add, not to confuse anything, but just to make an additional point, that despite there being the opportunity for these people, the asylum seekers, to volunteer, we do not have enough places that would take that amount of volunteers in Stafford Borough, let alone in Stafford Town. Just an additional point, but do we know whether we can put these health services on here?
Don't forget that we can't pass for a rule in
that.
In terms of the health provision, if you look on page 14 of the agenda, there's the responses from what was until very recently the Clinical Commissioning Group. There's three responses from them, 24th of May, 4th of July and 5th of July. Now, the latter one refers to the provision in the initial accommodation being suitable. So they're saying that that is suitable, but it doesn't specifically there refer to the but that doesn't specifically refer to the dispersed accommodation, which is about 2/3 of the site in terms of occupier numbers. So yes, there could be some impact on health services from that element of it. It's not entirely clear from the Clinical Commissioning Group's response.
Councillor Trowbridge, can you bring together your proposal so that the committee are clear about what they're being asked to vote for?
So, we're voting against this application.
Yeah, carry on. Sorry, I just wanted you to know, agreeing to the procedural point.
Okay. We're voting against this application on the 6 points that Francis Beattie mentioned earlier against the MPPF.
No, sorry. Can I hold you there?
Chairman, the recommendation needs to come from the members of the committee, not a third party, or a ward council in this case. What you're putting forward, you need to specify.
Yeah. I'll come back to you, Councillor Phillips, in a minute.
Thank you. So I can give you some, and then I think Councillor Phillips can give you some of the others. So 92 and 130, fear of crime. Those are two that you've got down, yes? Are we agreed?
Yeah.
So inclusive into the community, wherever that is in the MPPF. I still can't find it, but we know it's in there somewhere. Specialist accommodation, this is not, and yes, it's been claimed that it's specialist accommodation. So that was in my scribbles somewhere.
This is what we've read out. Concerns of the ward member.
Thank you, someone who's helpful. That is so nice. Thank you for that. So, the scheme does not comply with the MPPF in the case that the planning system would not play an important role in social interaction. Whatever paragraph that is, I do apologise. I will get back to you at a later date with that. Nor with section 92 and 130, it assuredly will not promote social interaction or ensure that crime and disorder and the fear of crime do not undermine the quality of life or community coherence. So those are three so far. It is not an appropriate specialist accommodation planning solution. Self-containment is not appropriate for a large group of young males for months or years. It's a risk of safety, health and well-being to the community. I think that still refers to 92 and 130. There will be inadequate support services, and I'm not sure where that connects into the MPPF. That's another one I will have to get back to you. It's in an inappropriate location next to more than one school. And absolutely in the wrong place. I don't want that, thank you. Application has failed to address security concerns of the police as well. Yeah, the police had put different reasons of security that they were worried about. And more, I think they were more worried for the people who were in there and wanted as good as a wall put round, a bit ridiculous. But this application doesn't look at securing police concerns. And it's against the plan for Stafford Borough. And it's against the plan for Stafford Borough, as in, there is nothing in our plan to put specialist accommodation in our schools.
Are these all, you're putting these forward as material considerations in opposition, opposed to the proposal?
I am, thank you, unless Councillor Phillips wishes to add something to it.
Councillor Phillips, are you prepared to second what Councillor Trowbridge has just set out?
I am.
And you want to add something?
I do. I want to go back to the healthcare or lack of health services. I'm looking at the NHS letter that was put in online as well as the rest of the information. And it clearly states that initial accommodation, the IA, will have
information that should any health services be required, that they will go to a local surgery. It clearly says that the nearest primary care premises is the branch practice at Beaconside Health Centre, a Weeping Cross Health Centre, which currently has a shortage of gross internal area and clinical rooms to serve the current patient population. The current. So it doesn't have even enough services and rooms there for the current population, let alone the additional population which will need the medical services that this practice or any of the remaining practices in Stafford can provide. It's inadequate. We don't have those services. So I do feel that there will be inadequate health services to the detriment of the residents, communities, and the asylum seekers. And I do feel that needs to go in as well.
I think so. I think there needs to be. Councillor Trowbridge, can I ask if Mr. Holmes reads out what we believe are the material considerations that we need to take in? Because I think that would perhaps be helpful. Yeah? We'll just summarise, Councillor Trowbridge, the key issues that we will hang the vote at on. Okay? Right, well, what Mr. Holmes will now do is set out the material considerations that would justify not accepting this proposal, rejecting this proposal.
If I just go through the in the community, social interaction not promoted, a similar thing. Yes, that is a material consideration. Not appropriate specialist accommodation, that's not a material consideration. Inadequate support services, unless you can demonstrate what they are, that's not a material consideration.
Did I not do that? Was that the doctor's?
No, I haven't got on to healthcare yet.
Oh, sorry, I apologise.
It's all right. Inappropriate location next to schools, that could be a material consideration if you can show what the harm is. But just Stafford Borough, I think you also mentioned that there wasn't a policy in the plan, so unless you could find one. And then in terms of Councillor Phillips' reference to healthcare, I think you could say that the applicant has not demonstrated that there would not be an adverse impact on healthcare as a result of the additional dispersed accommodation element of it. And as I said before, in terms of paragraphs 92 and 130 NPPF, yes, that's appropriate.
Okay, well, do we want to bring that forward now into a... We need to bring that forward now into a recommendation.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just have a question for John first, if that's okay, John. So, proving the harm that you asked me to do about it being located where it is, if I sent a reporting from the Red Cross to state the harm to the residents that would be there, would that help or not?
I think you'd have to expand on that if you were going to use that.
Well, the report I read online from the Red Cross states that huge settlements like this for the refugees has a huge detrimental effect on their health as well as other people's in the area. To have refugees in groups of roughly 10 people is the maximum that they put forward as a proposal, because a lot of people are running from something or other, or frightened to death for family members and their own lives, and as I stated in my statement earlier, that I read a huge report about this. And to have 10 in a hotel is great, and just mixing with the community. To have a huge settlement like this will only have a detrimental effect on everyone.
Councillor Price, you indicated.
Thank you, Chairman. I believe we have demonstrated enough material planning considerations now to take the vote, and I think that we should, obviously not to tell you your job, Chairman, but I think we should take the vote on those that John has passed forward.
That is your suggestion. Okay. You've listened to what has been said. Those who are against this proposal, please indicate.
That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Those who are against. No,
it's four.
Those who are four. Those abstain?
One abstain.
Okay. Okay, the application is rejected. I'll now have a break while people who want to go can go.
People in the back didn't hear what you said when we announced the result, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. The application is...